Down to catch up with Richard Kite now, project lead for Thriving Southland. Good afternoon, Richard. Welcome to the muster. How's everything?
Afternoon, Andy. No, it's good, thanks. The weather's taken a turn for the better, and we're pretty busy, actually, so with catchment groups starting to get up and running.
Yeah, of course, Thriving Southland right behind the catchment groups that are occurring here in the south. Fantastic initiative that started a while ago now and just continues on, doesn't it?
To be honest, Andy, the success of Thriving Southland is down to the success of the catchment groups, and they're really, we're seeing some strong groups. We've got about 30 groups now throughout Southland, and some great projects being delivered by the groups, so it's good to see, yeah.
You say there's 30 groups. Are there still groups popping up all the time?
There are. It's fascinating to watch, actually. They're about their own communities and their own waterway and their area. So, you know, we started with a few larger groups, and then they've sort of congregated around their own communities, and then they come back together and work together on bigger projects. So it's great to see it sort of building that whole community space. Yeah.
Absolutely, it's great to see, and long may it continue going strong as well. Richard, you've had quite a bit happening there lately at Thriving Southland. Of course, Wayne Langford, the YOLO farmer, he came to visit not that long ago.
Oh yeah, I think Wayne's visit was timely, and it was great to have him there talking. He talked to the Lower Aparima catchment group and the Dipton catchment group, and you know, reasonably good turnouts there. But his messages were really, I think, those are really good. They were both around wellness and obviously he's well known for YOLO, you only live once.
Yep.
Why are we doing what we do? And make sure you've got time for the family and to do those important things in your life, because it'll pass you by. And I thought that was a great message. And on the other side, he farms up in Golden Bay, and I think he said, you know, there are more PhDs per square metre around his farm than in any other part of the country. So he decided people look over the fence and they have a view, and he opened his farm up to people to come in, to look, to understand the good, the bad and the ugly. And I think his message was, you know, when you let people in and see what we're doing, it makes a real difference to the way they think about the rural community.
And people like Wayne are priceless to the rural community, as you just stated, because the message they're purveying, it cannot be underestimated, can it?
Oh, certainly not. And I think, you know, we talk about telling our own story, but it's great when Wayne's talking with others from outside the industry and they're going and telling our story and talking about the good stuff that's happening. By coincidence, actually, a couple of days ago, I was talking to somebody from who was previously a director of a New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, and they'd ended up in a catchment group meeting, and they said to me they were just blown away by what farmers were doing, and they had no realisation about, you know, the professionalism and the work that farmers are putting into their environment and working together for positive change.
Exactly that. And the thing is, farmers are doing this change, and just for people all through the country who, you could say, argue, have an agenda against rural New Zealand with waterways, etc., it would be great if they could just come down and actually see, when they can in these COVID times, actually see the great work that is continuing.
Yeah, drop in and drop into a catchment group and see what is happening. And as I say, it's not just the catchment group that's happening right through the primary sector. The farmers are there looking after the land and always looking for continued improvement for the next generation. And as I say, this lady, she said she was proud to be a New Zealander when she left that meeting, and I thought that's pretty high praise.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah. Quite a bit coming up as well at Thriving Southland, Richard, namely your AGM that's happening in November.
Yeah, 10th of November, the Kelvin. So that's Thriving's first year complete. So we're looking forward to, you know, having plenty of people along to the meeting. And it'll be good to catch up with a few people there. Yeah.
Yeah, the first year over and done with, it seems to have gone pretty quick too, I'd imagine.
Oh, far too quick. uh, But as I say, when you look at what's happening out there, I think there were 18 catchment groups when we started, 18 to 20 catchment groups, and now there's 30. And as I say, the engagement just continues to grow. So it's been really pleasing to see. And thriving, we're only successful because we're there to deliver support to the catchment groups and what they need to deliver. So as they are, our success is driven by their success, yeah.
But it's also, like you say, as good as catchment groups are going, great, but for thriving Southland too, you guys need to give yourselves, sit back, relax, and give yourselves a pat on the back on this state and realise where you've got to, because it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Andy. We certainly appreciate the support we get as well. So good, yeah.
Workshop's coming up soon, Richard. Obviously, they'll be in full swing, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so there's plenty of events happening if you get onto our events page on our website, there's plenty of events happening. But one of the, I feel, one of the exciting events we've got coming up is we've got a strategy and leadership forum. So New Zealand Rural Leadership Trust, they run Nuffield and Kellogg, and they're coming down and they're running sessions, two workshops, 2 days, early December. And I think that's going to be really good value. Basically, it's good value because Thriving are funding it, but it's about supporting leadership. And we're seeing a lot of leadership in our groups and throughout the rural community. So it's actually supporting that leadership. So if people are keen and interested, it's worth getting on the website and putting in an application form.
You talk about leadership there. So people are obviously pretty happy to come forth and actually take on those leadership positions.
I think we're starting to see, we see people who are always in that space, but I'm seeing a lot of younger people coming through in the groups and other people that maybe, time of life, they've got a bit of time to put more into leading a group. So, it's good to see the leadership growing amongst groups, but actually it's across the sector, and it's across the primary sector, really.
Hey, Richard, it's fantastic the work Thriving Southland's doing. If anybody's listening today and are keen to get on board with Thriving Southland, just the work you guys are doing, actually just go online and visit what you guys are up to. What is the best way they can do that?
I just Google, the way I do it, is just Google Thriving Southland, and that'll bring up our website, and you get online. We've got our events, we've got projects, what's happening. There's a lot of resources available online as well. So, it's well worth having a look. And
Hey, Richard Kite, Project Leader Thriving Southland, thank you very much for your time this afternoon on the muster.
Cheers, Andy. Thanks. Good to talk.
Richard Kite there from Thriving Southland, the project lead, and already been around for a year next month. Of course, their AGM happening on the 10th of November at the Calvin in Invercargill.